The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is February 15th, 2022. Apologies for last night. I had some technical issues. My fault on my side, not RBN's side, but I got it fixed, and I'm trying to fix it in between. Hopefully to maybe do a jump start on it and get it done within 5 minutes of showtime, but nah, I just was taking its time for rebooting this and that. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. Done that. So happy to be back again. Sorry about last night. Try not to let it happen again. Fired up a little earlier next time. Today is February 15th, 2022. It is National Flag Day in Canada. Did you know that? Not sure really why that's on my calendar, but I'm okay with that since what's going on right now in Canada. I'm very well aware what's going on, and I'm following it. I'm trending it. I'm watching it very closely, what's happening with the Freedom Trucker movement, the convoy. But today is National Flag Day in Canada. And to give support to the Canadian truckers, I actually have a Canadian flag outside my front door. I do. Right across from my American flag, which is inverted, indicating to everybody who comes by, whoever notices it, you're surprised how many people don't notice my flag is inverted. I'm waiting for somebody to notice that. Hey, you know your flag is upside down? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Do you know what that means? Well, that means a nation in crisis. So I've got my Canadian flag also. We have some family in Canada. My wife does. Following this very, very closely. And my flag is inverted. I had to think about it. How do you invert a maple leaf? You actually have the stem pointing upwards, I believe. The maple part hanging down, the stem upwards. That's inverted, I believe. If not, I got it wrong, and I'm still giving support by hanging the flag outside my door here. So definitely watching that closely. I did not watch on Sunday the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. No interest in watching football. I kind of gave up on baseball years ago with the strike. Remember that strike back in the 80s? The spoiledness of the rotten spoiled athletes who making so much flipping money. Going on strike. You got to be kidding me. I don't know what the starting wage of a baseball player was at that time back in the 80s. But when you're working a 9-to-5 job, you start to see the spoiledness of an athlete that says, I deserve more. Yeah, I'm flipping the switch, man. That's it. I'm done with you. Don't need you. Don't watch the NBA. Taking a knee. Done with that. You're over. I'm done with you. If that ever happens in tennis, I don't think it ever happened in tennis. I would turn that off. I'd turn tennis off also, but I think it's a little classier act. Golf, classier. You don't see anybody taking a knee on the golf course. Nobody's taking a knee on the tennis court. But what was expected, and I fully expected this on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, a political demonstration. I fully expected it. Prime opportunity. Do they know who their audience is? Does the NFL commissioner know who their audience is? I don't think they do. Your halftime entertainment were rappers, for God's sakes. Rappers. People that don't have real names. People like Dr. Dre. Really, what are you a doctor of? Oh, it's just a title. Now, kind of puts a slam on the whole title thing of a career and occupation, does it now? Dr. Dre. You play any instruments? No. I just rap. Oh, you mean that ghetto thing where you just throw a whole bunch of words out with not a whole lot of meaning? And if there is some meaning in it, it's probably political or it's anti-woman, abusive to women, degrading women, or against whitey, crackers, us crackers. It's funny they can say that. They can call us crackers. They can call us honkies. And nobody seems to care about that. Isn't that the equivalent of the N-word? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think cracker and honky is the equivalent of the N-word, and I'd use it now, other than they probably shut me down right now. But you know where I'm going with that. Mary Jane Blige. Snoop Dogg Dogg. Drug addict. Would have been in prison had he not been discovered. I don't know. Discovered. What is that? A talent agent walking around in the Bronx looking for talent in the ghettos. Huh. This guy is interesting. Little skinny guy. Looks like Jimmy Walker with dreadlocks. Doesn't say dynamite. But he does this thing they call rap. So you got Mary J. Blige, you got Snoop Dogg Dogg, Dr. Dre, and this guy that wants to be named after a candy. The little round ones, the gender M&Ms. M&M, I want to be known. What a tough name for a rapper. What's your name, man? M&M. Back off. Wow, I get goosebumps. Wow. Little Skinny Jerry, whatever his last name is, not Mathers, but Little Skinny Jerry, who takes on the name of Eminem, takes a knee on the field. He's dressed all in black. It was such a joke that the NFL thought this was going to be your halftime entertainment. They don't know their audience very well at all. They don't really seem to care, do they? I've kind of gone on the level of being woke, liberal, and woke. They don't know who buys the tickets. Do you think the majority of the people in that stadium give a fat rat's ass about rappers? There used to be a time when they actually had entertainment. They really had entertainment. I mean, they had, Elton John. They had plenty of other people. Sting was on there before. The Police. Look back in the history of the halftime celebrations, the entertainment, and then look at this one here, the spectacle of a bunch of rappers, no talent rappers, appeasing to a very small percentage of this population who gives a damn about rap. I can't imagine having rap, listening to rap in my house, having company over. Hey, we're having a nice dinner. What are we having? Well, we're having filet mignon, we're having asparagus, baked potato, sour cream, chives, a little wine, and I'll put on some rap. We can enjoy the music as we eat our nice meal. They don't know their audience. They probably lost a lot of people. They lost me. I wasn't going to waste my time. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't have told you who was in the Super Bowl. I couldn't have told you. I could care less. Didn't watch a game at all. I don't watch college games anymore. I just kind of lost interest in that because pretty much that's just a farm team system for the pros. You know, it's the kids going there. They don't get an education. They play ball. They may make it to the NBA or the NFL, whatever, and they may not. And if they don't, they end up robbing a liquor store with pantyhose on their head because they have no education to fall back on. Pretty sad. So what is Eminem taking a knee for Black Lives Matter? What is the deal there? What's the deal? Well, if you look at the population in the prisons, if you're saying 80% of the prison population is black, why is it? Why is it that? Well, I guess black people are committing crimes. And so if you have a high percentage of blacks that are in prison, it must be because they did something wrong. They broke the law. So if you want to decrease the percentage of blacks in prison, you have a couple options. You can get harder on perpetrators, offenders, to maybe they might take a second thought and say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to rob this liquor store. I don't think I'm going to do that. May not work. It may work. But if you have a system that's kind of a joke, and I think for the most part, the last couple of years, our judges have become woke and a joke. That you do a serious crime and you get a few years, and then if you're nice and behave yourself, maybe take a Bible class in prison, make a few license plates, you come up for parole, and then knock a few years off. I think it's always strange that you get time off for good behavior in prison. You're supposed to behave in prison. You're in prison. So every day you're nice, you behave yourself, they knock off a couple days. They don't quite get it. This is punishment, not camp. Embarrassing. Bottom of the barrel talent for the halftime celebration. And then when they win, they decide to celebrate. Now, I didn't see any pictures of white people looting and burning anything and destroying anything in L.A. We just don't do that. I don't know why anybody does that. I guess opportunity to benefit, to profit. You're happy, celebrate, great, have a great time, have a lot of fun, balloons. But the whole idea of celebrating and let's go burn some things, let's turn some cars over, let's go loot some buildings here, some businesses, let's get some free stuff. That's not how you celebrate. Of course, Biden will do the stupid thing like he always does. Sleep at the wheel, Joe. He'll make an offer to fly the team out to the White House and schmooze them and get on his knees and smooch some fanny from the pro athletes, from most of them, who are not appreciative where they stand today. There's a few. I won't condemn them all. There are some brains in the NFL. There are some brains in the NBA. Oh, those are ones that don't get a whole lot of attention for a reason. They don't go along with the agenda. They have a thought of their own. They have a mind of their own. They don't obey. They question. People that I can relate to just happen to have a talent of sports. So they're not all dumb morons, not all dumb jocks. There's some intelligence out there. Then there's a bunch of those others that really aren't. They make a lot of money. They piss it away. And they end up broke at some point in time. Because after their careers are over, what happens to them? They trusted the wrong guy with their money to invest their money, stole them blind. So now they go to anger, violence, and trouble with the law. And then you see him on CNN. God, wasn't he catching touchdowns about a couple years ago? Yeah. What's he doing now? Oh, he just got busted for beating up a woman, beating up his wife. Interesting. That's your professional sports. Didn't waste my time. Didn't waste my time with the Olympics. Not going to. Olympics are coming to an end. A complete disaster. A complete disaster. Having Olympics in a place that doesn't have natural, normal snow, disaster written all over it. Come on. Yeah, we got snow machines. We can make snow. Sure, we can make snow cones too. What flavor would you like? Skiing on ice. I've done that before. It's very dangerous. Whole new setup on your skiing. Damaging to your knees. But if you lose your knees in skiing, it's history for you. Skiing on ice. Well, let's talk about, before the commercial break here, let's talk about the economy a little bit here. It's out of control. Inflation is skyrocketing. It's heading up there, isn't it? I know it every time I go to the grocery store, stock up on some food, buy this and that. The prices, inflation, it's there. Highest in four decades, consumer prices for February rose by 7.5%, the highest in four decades. Gas prices down here in Central Florida, about $3.35 a gallon. That's up about a good 20, 25 cents in the last 2 weeks. Energy prices, electrical, everything going up. Everything up. Steak prices, filet mignon, like $25.99 per pound. Everything up. Five dozen eggs. It used to cost me $3.86. Is now $10.58 on eggs. Milk prices are now close to $4 a gallon, maybe a little over. The Federal Reserve will raise the borrowing rate by maybe a quarter point, maybe a half point sometime in March. Bold if they actually jump to 1%. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference at all. I had a friend that texted me from California. She not quite understanding the whole inflation thing. What is inflation? What causes inflation? So I give her a little lesson here. What is inflation? Excess cash circulating with few goods or services attached to that. Pretty much in a nutshell, that's what you got. Excessive printing presses, excessive cash out there, nothing to attach to. They go hog wild on the printing presses here, and there's never a thought of, wait a minute here. Do you know we're going to get to a point where we have excess cash in society here, and there's nothing to attach to, and that we're going to have inflation? But Biden and, what's her name, Psaki? Jen Psaki, I call her Jen Psaki, tell us that inflation is good. Are you serious? Inflation is good. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, how inflation is good? I'd love to hear the answer on this one here. Economics 101, I never heard that inflation was good because my dollar is worth less. I'm having to spend more on something that I never used to. And how is that good? Because I have less in my wallet now. How is inflation good? Next question, please. They don't answer the question. Nobody asks the question. And if they did, they would simply move on to something else. They're never held accountable. It's pretty pitiful, this bunch they have in the White House right now. Supposedly she's on her way out. Hopefully Biden will be also. But that's no consolation, because who do you have to fill the shoes of the empty suit? Joe Biden. Good question. It's not Kathleen Harris. It's not her. No. Another empty suit. And I'd have to agree with John Stadmiller when he's talking about how she rode, how she climbed the ladder to success. Flat on her back. Short commercial break. We'll be right back.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
That's 512-248-8252. Put a couple calls out to our good friend Ron McDonald last night. Didn't get a hold of him. The offer stands today if he wants to join me in the second hour. If not, I'll wing it. And we got lots of stuff to talk about, but always welcome. I know I've always got him on Monday nights, but maybe cross our fingers, maybe Ron McDonald will join us in our second hour. I don't know yet, though. So I talked about inflation, excessive cash circulating with few goods or services attached. Wall Street, what a complete joke. Plunge protection, quantitative easing, still propping up the markets. You've got tons of Enrons out there, and people are saying the market's strong. Oh, you have a couple days here and there, it goes down, but then it comes right back up. You know, the markets do that. They go up and they down, up and down. Yeah, I understand how the markets work, but they don't jump that much. They're not that volatile, but they are. So you've got plunge protection, quantitative easing, still going crazy here to supplement the market, to keep it propped up, to make people think, hey, it's strong. I'm going to stay in the market. I'm staying put, or I'm going to buy something else and get into it here. All the while Congress is doing insider trading, and nobody seems to care about that. Boy, my God, you do insider trading, you busted, you're going to prison for a while. Unless you're Martha Stewart and you have a lot of capital here, you get a slap on the wrist and you get to go to a country club prison, and then you get out and you keep your business and they don't do anything else other than that. They shamed you. I didn't really shame you. But I think insider trading these days is quite different than it was back in the day. You used to have email trails. You had telephone conversations that were bugged. Well, we know the Homeland Security, we know the NSA is listening to all our communications, our phone calls, our emails. So, you know, that's a different way now. You can't be so obvious about giving somebody a tip nowadays. You simply meet in person and you make sure that if they're wired and they're setting you up, you know, a wink, a nod, scratch of the nose, pulling on an ear, little ways to send a message that you want to buy this stock or you want to dump this one fast. It's kind of like baseball signals. You know, those little nod and winks, those little chicken elbows and everything you can think of. You know, the guy's giving me a tip here. He's doing the chicken thing. Oh, you know, no, he's just dancing. He just likes to dance that way. That's what they do. That's the new way of insider trading. So you got ways to get rid of excess cash. Are they doing it? I don't think so. Never heard about it. Are they destroying money? Are they getting the excess out of circulation? There's way too much out there. Are they doing that? No. No, no, they're not. So how else are they going to attach the excess money to something in order to bring inflation down? How are they going to do that? Well, let me think here. They could start a war. That would work. It's worked for a lot of presidents here. Times of hard times, the economy struggling. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Let's see here. Let's see if we can manufacture some chaos, a conflict. We won't call it a war, but it'll actually be a war because the bullets will be flying each direction here. There'll be some bombs. There'll be some fireworks in the sky, in the night sky. But we won't call it a war. We'll just call it a conflict because with war, you have to go to Congress to get a declaration of war. And nah, can't do that. We'll just call it a conflict. I love the gray area in politics here. And I'm being facetious when I say that. But they do. That's exactly how these people think. Let's see. Is there any gray area? Is there any wiggle room in there that I could do this and this and this? Oh, yeah. I could do that. Yeah, I could do an executive order. It's not really an emergency, but I can make it an emergency, and I could write an executive order and get what I want out there done. So what's going on in Ukraine right now, Western Ukraine and the Russia thing, and evidently, the imminent attack is supposed to happen on February 16th. That's tomorrow, by the way. Yeah, I don't know where the tip-off came, but the experts, the people on the inside that give the information to Joe Biden and the Pentagon are saying that it's going to be February 16th. Well, who are your sources? Well, we can't tell you that because that's kind of, well, that's protected information. We can just tell you that this is what we were told. So basically, when I hear somebody says they have an anonymous source, it's either unreliable or it's totally made up, manufactured. There is nobody. It's a ghost. There's nobody there. It stands for nothing. But it meets the agenda.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
The Baltic Dry Index about a month ago was 4,000 plus. I track it. I trend it quite a bit. 2 days ago, I checked on it, and it was 1415. But a month ago, 4,000 plus. So what's changed? The Long Beach ports are still behind schedule. You still got the bays full of these huge container ships loaded to the gill here. Not enough people to use the cranes. I think they got 13 cranes at the Long Beach facility here. If they went 24/7, they could unload these things, but that's not going to happen, because you see, this works to our advantage here in government, you know, controlling the resources here. You could have called on the Army, defense engineers, whatever, Corps of Engineers, and had that 24/7 rotation going here to unload all those container ships and get the product out there and get it on the shelves. No, can't do that. That's a solution, but we're not looking for solutions here. We like it the way it is. I know Biden is considered, at least in my eyes, I'm going to say the worst president. I hate to say that word president, but he is in the Oval Office, but he is the worst that I have ever seen in my life. And we've had some doozies. We've had some bad ones. But in 1 year, his Build Back Better is anything but Build Back Better. It's tear it down, burn it down, and then we'll see if we can start from scratch. He's a complete disaster. Everything he touches turns to shinola. Father used to say the other. I remember that at 10 years old, my father saying that. Dinner table, conversations, politics. My father would get angry. He'd read the paper, and he would sit down, and he'd talk a little bit about family life, what's going on, this and that. And then suddenly, I don't know, politics came out somewhere, and my dad would say something about the government touched this, did this, and everything they touch turns to shinola. I grew up remembering that, and it still stands today. Everything they touch turns to shinola. Everything. And we're going to go back to the phones here. We got our first caller for the night here, Patrick in Texas. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you very much. Going back to the source of a lot of this trouble we're in now, can be put at the foot of Abraham Lincoln. He declared a bankruptcy and also created this false flag called the Civil War, which is actually just a mercenary conflict. Mm-hmm. But he used what's called the Lieber Code. It was his Professor Lieber. And God knows what law book did they come up with that? That's not under international law or anything. And then he gave these orders to his generals to execute these Lieber Codes. And so they did. And at the end of the war, they set up military districts. Those military districts morphed into, nowadays, FEMA zones, exactly the same thing. And his generals appointed just northern loyalists to judges, jurors, legislators, and they presumed to force out all the local regular people who was running different offices and installed their own. And, it's like the big thing now is the mandates and these acts of Congress, these acts. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not supposed to be doing that. But to really pass a law, they have to do an Article 5 convention. Mm-hmm. They have to have all states, ratify that. And they did that one time when they did it with Prohibition. They actually did a law correct. And then there was such a blowback that they had to repeal it. But that's, it doesn't matter to these people anyway. I mean, they'll do an executive order. Executive orders, Lincoln was the first one to do executive orders. He's done a 100 of them. There's no provision for that. John Paul Craig Roberts said that. He says the executive has usurped the legislature. He has no right to do that, and that's Paul Craig Roberts. Mm-hmm. They of course, none of this really matters anyway, because, I mean, the courts are so corrupt. Ralph Winfrey says it. John Gibson, the guy with the patent office, he says, you can't find an honest judge. If you could find an honest judge, you might stand a chance, but they're all bought and paid for.
Yep.
I'll let you go with that. Thank you very much.
It's pretty frustrating. I understand where you're coming from. It is. I'm amazed, and you're probably already gone already, but I remember when I first learned about the cause for the Civil War, and it wasn't slavery. There were slaves both in the South and the North. Wars are always about economics, power and control. And the Fed wanting to eliminate states' rights. That's the problem. That was the problem, the division between the North and the South. It wasn't slaves. They could care less about slaves. They could care less about slaves back then. They could care less about people in third world countries, little brown people there. They could care less about them. It's not an issue with these people. Sociopaths, psychopaths, whatever you want to call them, they don't care. Bottom line is, it's greed and power and control. That's all it is. They don't teach you that in school, though. They teach you it was all about slaves. We in the North are good people. We don't want you people in the South to have slaves. You mistreat your slaves. They both had slaves. Slaves in the South worked the fields. Slaves in the North worked the plantations, were nannies, whatever, taking care of the children, doing the cooking, cleaning. So don't tell me It was about slavery. Never. Let's get back to the economics a little bit here about the food issue here. My shopping bill has gone up tremendously. It's amazing how much it's gone up. But healthy food is expensive. Wife and I were walking around. I said, you know, healthy food is expensive, and we're going to have to pay more. That's just the way it is. We can do our own gardens, and we are starting gardens already down here, getting it going here, got some stuff going. But, you know, you have a couple choices here. You can spend money on healthy food, or you can buy the processed, the inexpensive, which is going to not do you any good body function-wise, your immune system. But the choices are you buy healthy food or you buy cheap food. Your health declines if you buy the cheap stuff, and you give all your money away to the medical industrial complex. You give it to the doctors, you give it to the surgeons, you hand it over to the pharmaceuticals. They'll take your money. So if the bottom line, if you start weighing it, you think about it, it's cheaper to actually buy the good food. Because these guys here, these three entities right here, the doctor, the surgeon, the pharmaceutical, are going to be far greater expense than you buying good food. What they should do, and a lot of corporations do this, is they actually have a true health plan, a health club associated with their health plan. And they actually do weight monitoring, weight loss. They know, they understand that weight loss leads to better and improved health. There's an article on Lou Rockwell the other day talking about, should we go back to fat shaming people? And I don't think he meant just seeing somebody and saying, hey, you're fat. But simply not catering and giving into these commercials on TV now. You see a woman in her bra and her panties, and she's fat. And I would put her in the obese category. And she's prating around in her underwear and her bra like she's a supermodel. I don't find that very appealing. Personally, I don't find that appealing at all. That's bad health. That's a bad lifestyle, unhealthy. But that's where we are today. We've flipped from the skinny stewardess, the airline hostess, to going woke or liberal, whatever you want to say, is that, oh no, we're going to have robust, healthy, fat people. They're not healthy, but fat people. And we're going to go with that from now on. From day one of this pandemic, plandemic, we never heard anything about promoting health. I said from the very beginning, nobody is talking about promoting health. Nobody's talking about nutrition, diet, hydration. Nobody's talking about any of these things. Stress reduction, sleep, certain things you need to have a strong immune system. Nobody's talking about this stuff. Just pitching these little patches of hand sanitizer, masks, anything they can think of. Just think of the commerce that was made in this scam we never saw before. The billions made on masks that did nothing to protect you. Nothing to protect you. Hand sanitizer, which can be a bad thing. You've heard of the super bugs in the hospital, right? Well, how do you think they became super bugs? From too much of this and that for sanitation, antibacterial soaps, hand sanitizers, all that created a much smarter bug. So actually, we were creating another problem for ourselves in the future. Because we see we do have immune systems, and their immune system has a specific function. There's an old clip from, I think it was George Carlin. He was talking about all these healthy people, these health food nuts, the vegans and the people that, oh, no, I can't eat that. That's not, I only eat healthy. So what are these people going to die of? These people that eat all the healthy food, what are they going to die of? Because in all reality, if you eat healthy, you shouldn't, right? Oh, no, it's DNA now. Your DNA went off the map here, and now your DNA is expressive, and now you've got this and that. So, no, you can't go back to the healthy food. But they never talked about it from day one. They never talked about promoting health, diet, nutrition, none of this stuff. But the fat shaming he was talking about, we need to stop these corporations that are actually pushing this narrative that you're fat, you're happy. Are you really happy? And that's okay, and we're going to accept that. Well, I'll tell you what. In the dating scene, the thinner woman gets more dates than the fat girl. Flat out. The skinny girl gets more action than the fat girl. That's a fact. Guys not going to bars. In the bars, which you shouldn't be going to bars to pick up ladies anyway, because that's not where you find a meaningful relationship. But the point is, the guys who go to bars with their buddies aren't looking for fat girls. They're not. Fat girls go with fat guys, and that's something I don't even want to think about. I'm getting goosebumps now, just at that vision. Two fat people, morbidly obese. Well, we won't go there. But the point is, healthy is a good thing, and we have never talked about it. The government has never talked about it. They find little patches, this and this. We talk about everything else under the sun on this, but we're not going to talk about the bottom line is weight management. Obesity leads to disease. All right, let's just say that. Obesity leads to disease. You paralyze certain systems. You add more weight, you need more capillaries, more perfusion, you need more blood pressure to pump all that blood through all that fat. You got diabetes, you got insulin resistance, you got numerous problems, and it's all associated with what? It's associated with weight gain, obesity, but nobody cares about that. Sugary sodas, alcohol, excessive. So I like the article that you wrote. I've talked about fat shaming in a way of saying we shouldn't accept this. And if we want our health back, we want to change our health and get it back, then we need to do the right things ourselves. And not going to get any hints from government, no suggestions. You're going to have to do this on your own. And that's the incentive you're going to have to find yourself. Because the incentive on the other side is stay the way you are. Get as fat as you want to be because you are now a customer for the medical industrial complex, for the pharmaceutical industry, for numerous other industries. You are a customer to them. And they want to see you as a customer. They don't want to see you healthy. I know through the Christmas holidays, we see the Peloton cycles and, oh, we got to have one of those things. And you see somebody on a Peloton riding their little bicycle here. Big straw in their big gulp soda pop there. Sucking it down instead of water. And then they get tired of that because, you know, exercise, it makes you sweaty and makes you tired. Get hot on the Peloton for about a month and a half, 2 months. And then it starts to get dust on it. Then it starts to be like a piece of furniture in your house. Then you step around, and after a while you get tired of stepping around, and so what do? You stick it in the garage. And then next year, around springtime, when everybody's having garage sales, you say, you know what? I don't think I want to use that anymore. I think I'll sell it in a garage sale. And you start seeing all these Pelotons at garage sales and flea markets everywhere. Everybody got tired of them. They couldn't commit to a program to get their health or stay healthy. You're a customer. That's what you become now. Now you become a customer. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Sherry in Kansas. Welcome, Sherry.
Steve? Hey, you know, in the natural health world, it's considered that you store that maybe people that are fat, problem is that they have a lot of toxins because your body tends to store toxins in your fat, kind of
yep.
Segregated in there. And I really think that if somebody, I know a couple people I'm trying to convince to lose weight, you know, but I wish they would lose weight. But I'm just telling them, well, you ought to go on a detox because a lot of times when you start detoxing, you start losing weight.
Yeah, there's numerous things we could be doing, and I don't see people doing it. America is fat. Overall, I look around, I see a lot of fat people.
It's all the crap in the food supply.
Well, and I see the bulge hanging over the belt. You know, it's amazing. It's not just once in a while. It seems to be a very prominent thing to see people that are just, they're out of shape. They got a lot of hanging over their belts, and they don't seem to care. You know, I thought about this before. I've taken care of some big patients in my career.
Can I hold on? I want to.
Yeah, you hold. I had an 800-pound patient. Several. Come back.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Let me put this out there again. I haven't talked about it in a while, but my preventive and treatment protocols I put out there. And if you want them, send me an email to offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll send those over to you. I added two new ones that I pulled off the Epoch Times. There's actually three in that one article I found. And like I said, I had no experience personally, per se, of using personally colloidal silver. I've heard there's a lot of good things, antimicrobial, antibacterial, but I have no actual experience using it personally for myself, but people have. So I rely on that. If they told me it worked for them, I said, that's great. Keep doing what's working for you. But I'm happy to give those treatment protocols for you if you would like that. So again, contact me, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll send it over to you. So before I go back to you, Sherry, let me say that I had several in my career so far, several 800-pound people. That's pretty amazing to see somebody 800-pound, because they actually don't leave the house. People bring them food. And it took a fire department with a major military tarp and a whole team of people to bring this person in. And when I got called to go down to the ER, they said, we need some extra hands down the ER to move a patient. She ended up coming to me. And so I go down there with a couple other of my guys and said, let's go help. What's going on? Something else down there. Let's go help out. And I get down there and I look and I see this huge military green tarp. And this massive woman with this very small little head, like an apple head. And I just, oh my gosh, how many change of clothing do you have to buy to get to that point? I know I get a little weight on me and my belt feels a little tight. My pants feel a little tight. I said, you know, I got to watch something else. I got to pull this out of my diet. I got to do more exercise, something else. I never fluctuate much. You know, 5 pounds, I said, oh, got to lose some weight. Other than that, I stay pretty even Steven. That's what they call me, even Steven. But to actually gain so much weight, how many times did you have to change your clothing and buy new clothes to get to this point? Well, that's a lot of money wasted. I don't know why somebody – that's just, I guess, an addiction to food. They don't really seem to care. And they were catered, of course, because the only way you could actually get to stay that size is for somebody to keep bringing you food and no exercise whatsoever. She ended up not making it. She came a couple times, and then one last time she finally came to the ICU. She didn't make it. She died. She was in her 40s, early 40s. But this thing I was talking about with the weight being the preceptor to everything else that goes bad in health, you've got to get that under control. We'll come right back to you. Sorry I missed you on that, but we'll get you on the second hour, though.
Not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.